Senate confirms Russell Vought for Office of Management and Budget despite massive Democrat pushback. By Paul Bois on February 6, 2025. The Senate confirmed Russell Vought to the Office of Management and Budget, OMB, on Thursday despite massive pushback from Democrats. After a chaotic floor vote, which featured the likes of Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, shouting in protest, the Senate confirmed Vought with a vote of 53-47. Per Fox News, Republicans backed Vought's nomination, arguing he proved a qualified candidate for the role since he previously held the position during President Donald Trump's first term. Democrats, however, raised multiple concerns about his nomination and said his views on the Impoundment Control Act, which reinforces that Congress holds the power of the purse, disqualified him from the role. Democrats held a 30-hour-long protest against Vought's nomination, delivering speeches in the middle of the night on Wednesday in an attempt to delay the confirmation vote. The OMB is responsible for developing and executing the president's budget, as well as overseeing and coordinating legislative proposals and priorities aligned with the executive branch. The fight to keep Vought from heading the OMB aroused a fiery passion in the Democrats, leading some of them to perform unusual scenes like shouting during the vote. Russ Vought praised God from his social media account following his confirmation on Thursday. "God be praised. Grateful to the President and the U.S. Senate. Incredibly thankful for all the many who prayed me through. Now. Let's. Go," he wrote. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X @ProlandFilms or Instagram @ProlandFilms.